Credit is now of the order of 99% of the money supply, which means that 99% of the money supply is excess claims to underlying real wealth. We took a small amount of collateral and we backed an enormous number of loans with it. So we now have a crisis of under-collateralization. This means we're all playing a giant game of musical chairs. There's about one chair for every 100 people playing the game. And as long as we're all up and dancing to the music and enjoying ourselves, we don't really notice how few chairs there actually are. And not all of us entirely understand the rules of the game we're playing either. But when the music stops, the people best positioned to understand the rules of the game are going to grab a chair as quickly as they possibly can. The great collateral grab will be on, and everybody else's excess claims to underlying real wealth will be rapidly and messily extinguished. This is deflation by definition, and that's what we stand on the verge of today. So the expansion phase lasts quite a long time. The contraction phase can actually be quite rapid, and that's what we stand on the verge of globally. So we're moving into that contraction phase. You're going to hear a lot about financial contagion, which is simply the spread of fear. Deleveraging is underway in the places that are at the leading edge of this dynamic already. This is not theoretical. This is already happening in some parts of the world. Many other places are poised to follow in the same direction. It just isn't happening everywhere at the same time. But the places where it is happening, you're already seeing the deleveraging. Deleveraging is the process of going from a small amount of underlying real wealth and a huge amount of outstanding loans down to a number of outstanding loans that bear more resemblance to the underlying collateral, mostly by defaulting on those loans, by breaking those promises to repay. Deleveraging will continue until a small amount of remaining debt is acceptably collateralized to the few remaining creditors, but we're nowhere near that point at the moment. This will involve the disappearance of an enormous amount of virtual value. We created this enormous sphere of virtual wealth, but there's no substance behind it, or nowhere near the amount of substance required to sustain it.